$5 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Ready to advance your career to the next level? Upper Iowa University's Cedar Rapids Center will begin offering a Master of Business Administration this fall. It's an exceptional yet flexible education. Take classes at our center in the evening or online. No GRE exam needed, and it's free to apply. Visit Upper Iowa's Cedar Rapids Center or uiu.edu/Cedar Rapids to apply today. Classes start August 27th. Upper Iowa University. Education built for life.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Let Jared's experts help you mix and match to create the perfect gift for mom. And right now, you can get a free Jared-exclusive Pandora piece or jewelry case with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See store and jared.com for details.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. No quarterback in NFL history has passed for more yards over his first 10 seasons than Matt Ryan. He's now the first to get $100 million in guaranteed cash. Ryan and the Falcons agreed on a five-year, $150 million contract extension that will also make him the first player to average at least $30 million a year. The four-time Pro Bowler holds the franchise record in nearly every major passing category. Elsewhere, Jason Witten will be making big bucks talking about football instead of playing it. Witten is retiring from the NFL to become an analyst for Monday Night Football. The Cowboys held an emotional farewell for their all-time leader in both catches and receiving yards on Thursday. And NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reporting that the Eagles are picking up the option on head coach Doug Peterson's contract. Peterson is a perfect 3-0 in the postseason, including this year's Super Bowl win. He's now with the team through 2020. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Napa Know How. Hear that screeching sound from your car? It's your brakes yelling, change me. So head to any Napa Auto Care Center and we'll replace them for you. Or go to any Napa Auto Parts store and do it yourself. Either way, you'll get a $50 prepaid Visa card by mail on qualifying purchases over $250. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/18.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you want to indulge this fantasy, that's your business. Don't make it mine.
Oh, it's everybody's business, especially when you're listening on 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM. The North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Welcome in hour number two, as was hour one, and as hour three will be, presented by Two Rivers Bank and Trust, where checking is free, and it's actually free checking. Two Rivers Bank and Trust, member FDIC. You can bank with them in Iowa City and Coralville, also online, tworivers.bank. Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn with you for the next 2 hours. Jack Dom, Mount Mercy baseball coach, stopping by at the bottom of the hour for his weekly segment, Touching All the Bases. Woodja is pushed to the 6 o'clock hour tonight, and plenty more discussion of not only what's going on in the world of baseball, football news to get to. You got the basketball and hockey playoffs. Iowa baseball has a huge weekend series with Oklahoma State at Duane Banks Field. And, oh, yes, the 144th running of the Kentucky Derby, which you can hear right here on KGYM Radio tomorrow. And I want to have a little fun with the Derby, and I wanted to break up a primarily baseball-heavy edition of the program. And, Alex, I decided what better way to do that than to have a little fantasy land, a trip to fantasy land here, and pretend just for a second that we're all rich horse owners and we have a horse. We're going to race in tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. What would that horse's name be? Now, there is a horse with ties to the state of Iowa. The Albaugh Stables in Des Moines have Free Drop Billy, whose odds are long out of the number two post draw. You heard perhaps Barry Abrams on the Gym Class earlier today talking about why Free Drop Billy has such long odds, especially with the gate assignment that he's drawn. The Albaugh fan, that's a great story, by the way. This guy, I don't know him. I wish I did. I wish I was related to him and maybe have some money coming my way. He mortgaged his home to start his own business, and now he's a billionaire. Multi-millionaire, billionaire. You only have so much money, and then it doesn't matter, right? So he decided, hey, I'm going to get into horses. Because when you have that type of money, you can get into anything that you want to. Except, well, you can get in trouble, and then you can pay your way out of the trouble. Hypothetically, if you had a horse, what would its name be? 319-366-1600, and here's the only bit of direction I'm going to give you. This is like when you're in elementary school and the teachers just sort of turn you loose and let your creation and your imagination run amok. It has to somehow have ties to the area. The name has to somehow relate to something here in eastern Iowa. I have a list in front of me. Several people have been sharing them on Twitter, at Todd Brummelkamp. You can do the same. Otherwise, you can use the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Several of these are Hawkeye-related, and some of them, I said you can't use Mount Trashmore, and then three people on the text line said, I would call my horse Mount Trashmore. Great name, too obvious. 366-1600, what's your Derby horse's name? Alex Kuhn, have you put any thought into this?
I have, but I haven't come up with anything very good.
You can't call it Kuhn's dad?
No Kuhn's dad.
Let's see. What else have we...
See, here's what I'm thinking. Do you know how when we had our listener fantasy football league, one of the submissions as to trying to get into the league was, first of all, you had to submit a creative name, and one of those creative names was the Joy of Punting.
Yes.
And one of the horses in there, in fact, the horse that Ed DeRosa, who we had on yesterday, is named Audible. So if we could somehow find a way to have a horse with a football name relating to punting the football away, what more Iowa... How much more Iowan can you get than that? I just can't think of a creative one.
Many people are referencing the City of Five Seasons and the fifth odor. The fifth smell has been brought up on the text line, 366-1600. What was the name that you cobbled together, the three chain restaurants?
It was... See, I already forgot it. Well, Chilapple Garden.
And remember, when you name an animal, you just smash a bunch of words together, and that's how you come up with a great name.
Goal line stand, according to 93.43. Not bad.
I'm trying to think, bubble screen would be a good, especially if Ken O'Keefe were still the offensive coordinator. Now he's just the quarterback's coach. I'm thinking there's probably some, you could go in different various directions with former Iowa basketball coaches. especially Todd Licklider.
See,
that name just sort of lends itself to a horse's name, and of course he replaced a horse's rear end, so you can also go that route with the coach in between Tom Davis and Todd Licklider.
In gate 10, in the Kentucky Derby, there is a horse by the name of My Boy Jack. And I've heard a lot
my
of people...
My Boy Jack Dom.
What about My Man Fran?
Okay, I had a Fran one in front of me on my list. The horse would be Frantrum.
That actually is the best one I've heard yet.
I also decided to be extremely lazy and go with Mr. Ed Podolak. Again, smash all of it together, but capitalize the different words. That's how you name a horse, right? 366-1600, perhaps my best work. I don't want to toot my own horn here. I did enough of that yesterday at the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Barda gave me a raise. You see, coming around the final turn, down into the home stretch they come, it's Barda gave me a raise by a nose. It goes without explaining that the segment is only as good as the participation of the listeners, because the host clearly has his head up his rear end. 513-319-366-1600. Let's go to Bert in Riverside. Bert, are we naming a horse here?
Yes, actually, I spent my better part of my childhood and high school years raising horses.
Okay, do you have a name you can share with us?
I got a great Iowa one. How about All Up?
All Up. For the Warren Holloway. Drew Tate to Warren Holloway, right?
You're exactly right.
Okay, yeah. It's a cold day in hell when I'm smart enough to actually get the reference. Thank you very much. I was like, All Up. Where are we going with this one? Yeah.
Lifetime contract, 3486.
Hey, 3486, lifetime contract. You have figured out the direction that we want to take things here. Crunch Berries, okay, that's 3263, trying to get us in trouble with the Ferentz family, developmental nepotism. I'm assuming that's a reference to Kirk and Brian Ferentz. Troy Skinner's Thunder Dunks. Okay, well, if there is a Kentucky Derby for obscure Iowa basketball references, certainly Troy Skinner, bringing him into the conversation. We're off to the races here on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line, 366-1600. I just can't believe I was actually with it enough to figure out that that was a Capital One Bowl reference, the All Up.
You got it.
Every once in a while, I surprise myself here.
Chuck Furlong.
Chuck Furlong. That's a good one. What did I say? I was writing some of these down. K.J. Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette said that if Mike Halas owned a horse, he would name the horse Halorse. And I thought that was funny, but that's just sort of my twisted sense of humor. 366-1600, if you have a name for your hypothetical Kentucky Derby horse. See, hockey guy here, that horse is not going to draw many bets in Columbus, Ohio at twinspires.com, but he suggests naming the horse 55-24. Okay? It's an Ohio State, Iowa football reference for those of you who may not be following along at home.
0636 suggestion is, that's horse racing.
We did have several of those on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp. 6964, Ferentz with benefits. Nice work. 3530, this seems to be completely up your alley here. I'm waiting for your submissions. A lot of Ferentz. Downtown Kingsbury. Look at that. Again, going the semi-obscure Iowa basketball reference route, 8636. Thank you. 8683, thank you for your submission on the Hurricane empty student section. Well, okay, some of these are a little bit more mean-spirited than others, but let's get back to the phone lines. Terrence in Cedar Rapids. Give me your horse's name, Terrence.
All right, my horse's name, this goes back a little ways from these special teams, would be Watch the Fake.
Watch the Fake. I think Brett Bielema would put $100 on that to win place and show, would be my guess if he were able to Watch the fake. Yeah. There was a stretch in Iowa football where
they couldn't stop a fake punt or field goal.
The
punt mostly.
Sideways. Welsh on the text line is one of a couple people that has referenced sideways. We've got a couple Fran McCaffrey references. Where do we want to go with this one? 366-1600. The rest of the segment is just going to be me reading the text line going, Let's take a look at Twitter, shall we? At Todd Brummelkamp, at KGYM Radio, if you want to go that route. Again, the Fran McCaffrey references to the horse. We mentioned Kirk Furlong. AC Early Lead. I know AC listens to the show. Hopefully he's appreciative that Matt in Iowa is referenced. That's Racing. I think we had that one earlier. Oh, another one that I wrote down, Total Domination, which would be a great name for a horse and also a reference that Iowa wrestling fans will get because Tom Brands has often spoke of Total Domination being the ultimate goal for the Iowa wrestling program. We got a long way to go to beat the leader in the house of That's Football. Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times coming in with Phenomenal. Another Fran McCaffrey-inspired horse racing name. Name your Kentucky Derby. Where Iowa State fans? Where are you? 366-1600. These are all Hawkeye-related.
Well,
we can do better.
I've got
one.
We
can be more diverse.
This is actually Hawkeye-related, so I apologize for that in advance. But it's Fran McCaffrey-related. How about this? A horse named Hyperbole.
Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. Ebbs and Flows. And Flows spelled with a Z. It's a good horse spelling name. Nick on Twitter, Separate Ways. That's a deep cut referencing one of the songs that the Iowa Pep Band has played for, well, probably since Separate Ways first came out. You could hear, I think, Separate Ways on Smart FM, which is in the studio across the hall from us. Let's go back to the phone lines, 366-1600. Dan in Cedar Rapids. Give me your horse's name, Dan.
For All the Marbles.
For All the Marbles. Oh, man, you're making me miss Roy Marble. Friend of the show, Roy Marble. He's been gone for a couple years now. And, of course, his son Devin suited up for the Iowa basketball program as well. Okay, I like this.
We have our first Iowa State submission.
Is it Cyclone Tim?
No, it's not. But I am assuming
it's a listener naming the horse.
This
Cyclone Tim. No,
this might be my assumption because of the name. But down goes Tuberville. Iowa State fans are not fans of Tommy Tuberville.
Okay, things went a little sideways. 34-86. We keep coming back to recurring themes here. A lot of transfers. All one word. 42-17. That is either an Iowa State fan or somebody who's trying to take a poke at Iowa State. A lot of transfers.
I'm gonna guess the
latter.
I
appreciate everybody who has played along to the point where they smash all of the words together, because there's nothing like going to Prairie Meadows or any of your other local OTB facilities and taking a look at the racing form and trying to decipher some of the names that are there in front of you for the horses. I said yesterday that I liked Mendelssohn in the Derby tomorrow. I'm going to completely walk back on that. I listened to Barry Abrams earlier today on the Gym Class, and he has now convinced me that Mendelssohn is a complete nag, and maybe I would put him in on a box try, but I'm not going to put him at the top of my ticket tomorrow. Actually, I'm not going to put any horse on my ticket tomorrow because gambling is not allowed in the state of Iowa. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Who's been waiting? We got Mark in Swisher. Mark, thanks for participating tonight. What's your horse's name?
Hayden's Hobies.
All right. We've got our first Hayden Fry reference of the night. Al in Central City. Al, are you with us? Al, what's your horse's name? I'm going to name Al's horse Hang Up and Listen. Or Turn the Radio Down. I would bet on a horse named Turn Your Radio Down or Listen Through the Phone. 319-366-1600. 8683, Hilton's Magic. Stalling Gable. That one's not going to go over too well in Iowa City. Why the Long Face? Thank you, Ann. A Chuck Long reference. Yeah. And somehow combining Todd Licklider with my former co-host. Thank you for the creativity, 6964. Licklider.
That's one.
I don't think anybody out there can.
Hawkeye legend in a deep cut.
Again, I don't want to be that guy, but I don't think anybody has been more creative than Barta gave me a raise. I would mortgage my house to bet
all
on.
All one word.
All one word, but capitalized. Barta, capital G, gave capital M me, capital A, capital R raise. Barta gave me a raise. I would mortgage my house to place a bet on that horse. And then extend that bet over 5 or 6 years at a very high amount of money. 366-1600. Yeah, here come the Alford references. 523.
I'm surprised it's taken this long, actually.
It's taken way too long to get to these Steve Alford references. And referencing a part of the animal's anatomy along with Steve Alford. That didn't surprise me at all. 523. We'll step aside and take a quick break. You can keep these coming on the text line. As a matter of fact, they kind of came in hot and heavy, so we'll get caught up, and it's better than me going, 40 times into the microphone. Not going to win any awards doing that. Now, the Nate Stanley exclusive water tower interview. Where are the water tower references? You people need to step your games up. Come on, 524. We've still got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill, our second one of the day to give away before 7 o'clock. Jack Dom with us in just a few minutes to save us from the total inanity that has been the last 15 minutes here. Love it or leave it inside the 6 o'clock hour, and a little bit of discussion about Albert Pujols and a what if. That to come before 7 o'clock tonight, back after this.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
It's Kentucky Derby night at the Colonels this Saturday. The gates open at 5 for fans to watch the race on the biggest TV in Cedar Rapids. The first 1,000 fans will receive a Colonels Hyper Color Cup. And don't forget our post-game fireworks. Visit Colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Save big on your home improvement projects now during Menards Super Sale. Now is the perfect time to update your home with Patriot Lighting. The Samantha chandelier comes in a satin nickel finish with etched white glass. Get a 5-light chandelier for only $89.99. The Mavis collection comes in a brushed bronze finish with etched champagne glass. The 5-light chandelier is $139. Menards Super Sale is going on now through May 6th. Plus, Menards gift cards are perfect for Mother's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Sample from over 200 brews at the 14th annual Ben's Beer Fest, Saturday, May 12th. Brewmasters will be at Ben's Beverage Depot hand-pouring their own brews, and there will be live music. General admission is from 2 until 5, and tickets are $30. VIP admission is $40 and gets you in an hour early at 1 o'clock when the rare and limited beers are released.
Everybody will go home with a souvenir tasting glass.
Come to Ben's Beer Fest, Saturday, May 12th at Ben's Beverage Depot, 501 7th Avenue Southeast, downtown Cedar Rapids. Get tickets at Ben's Beer Fest.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
And when you speak of me, speak well.
We took a little bit there. BJ and Marion finally was the first, at least the one that I noticed anyway, to come through with a reference that relates to you and I. He would name the horse Oh Baby after Gary Rima. 8451, also going with a Rima-themed equine, Kabulzai.
Rima Tima. I'm going to throw that one in there as well.
We got a couple people saying love it or leave it. I appreciate you going meta there and incorporating another segment on the program into this particular segment.
And I don't want to necessarily say that this is going to be a walk-off, but I think it's a walk-off. We've got the bases loaded, and it's a fastball right down the pipe. 24-35 with an extremely deep cut to a story that was referenced on the program several weeks ago about a former Iowa basketball player, Mo Trouble.
That's
ball
it.
Game.
It's over.
Thank you for coming. Please, ladies and gentlemen, cash your winning tickets at the window before you leave.
Drive home safely.
Jeff Mo, the basketball player turned gentleman's club owner who got into a fight at a council meeting in Indianapolis and actually came out looking better than the guy that he slugged, according to news reports. Kyle is in the studio with us. We didn't get a big board in at the top of the last hour, so we'll squeeze one in here.
The Iowa baseball team begins the most important series of its season today at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. They've got Oklahoma State, owner of the 25th-ranked RPI and ranked as high as number 12, depending what poll you look at. Iowa's currently projected as the first team outside of the NCAA tournament, so a series victory this weekend would go a long way in helping the Hawkeyes get on the other side of the bubble. Nick Allgaier will be on the mound beginning at 6:05. Another former Hawkeye football player earned himself a minicamp tryout as linebacker Bo Bauer will get a chance with the Minnesota Vikings. Bauer was a two-year starter for the Hawkeyes and ran a 4.57 40-yard dash at Iowa's Pro Day. The Colonels finished off a sweep of the South Bend Cubs last night with a 6-5 victory. The Colonels outscored the Cubs 21-5 in the series after shutouts in games 1 and 2. The final was a bit closer, but Alex Kirilloff led the way, going 2-for-4 with a home run and 3 RBI in the victory. They've got another three-game series with West Michigan beginning tonight here in Cedar Rapids. The Twins' 7th-ranked prospect, Brusdar Gratterall, will get the start beginning at 6:35. And after the show, we're going to have the Twins in Chicago taking on the White Sox beginning at 7:10 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as well as Game 3 between the Warriors and Pelicans on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. We'll also be carrying the Cubs and Cardinals both on Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Kentucky Derby. You'll be able to hear those on all three KGYM frequencies.
Couple references for Scratch Where It Itches, a Hayden Fry-ism. And I was very confused by Mike in Anamosa's text regarding but turned out to be a question. He's in my hometown for a band performance tonight, and he wanted recommendations on where to eat. I was a little caught off guard there. I was like, that is not a good name for a horse. I'm in DeWitt tonight. It's really not a good name for anything. Jack Dom is going to be with us in just a little bit to bring us his weekly segment, Touching All the Bases. One of the things we're going to talk about is release point with pitchers. It was something that came up yesterday with Jesse Rogers from ESPN 1000 in Chicago with regards to Yu Darvish. If you missed yesterday's program, the KGYM Road Trip at Mulligan's Pub, you can download the podcast, kgymradio.com. We also have got a poll question for you today. What is baseball's best rivalry? There are four options. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And yes, the Cubs and Cardinals are an option, along with the Dodgers and Giants, the Yankees and the Red Sox were my personal favorite rivalry. Pace of play versus replay reviews. Hour number two continues on all three frequencies after this.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. In the NBA playoffs, it's all about the Western Conference tonight. A Game 3 doubleheader on ESPN and the ESPN app starting at 8 Eastern. First up, Warriors and Pelicans in New Orleans, Golden State leading 2-0. Then the Rockets and Jazz in Salt Lake City. That series tied at 1. The Warriors-Pelicans game also on ESPN Radio starting at 7:30 Eastern. Mets right-hander Matt Harvey refused to go to the minors, so the team now plans to designate him for assignment. He'll either be traded or waived. The Angels open a series in Seattle tonight with Albert Pujols needing one hit for 3,000. ESPN's Buster Olney on Pujols' legacy.
He was just completely...
I think he's going to be remembered as one of the five best right-handed hitters of all time. I think Miguel Cabrera is in there. Certainly Hank Aaron, Willie Mays.
Buster Olney on Golic and Wingo. The Kentucky Derby is set for tomorrow. Today at Churchill Downs, Monomoy Girl wins the Kentucky Oaks.
Hey, so guys, join us Monday. I'll have my weekend observations, and we'll have the funniest thing from the sports weekend. That's Monday on the Dan Le Batard Show with Mies de Gods on ESPN Radio.
Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief, because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more, because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Celery stalks, get your celery stalks and iceberg lettuce here.
Nobody wants that.
I've got lukewarm tap water.
Why?
Baseball's no-brainer. Hot dogs and beer. Barbasol's no-brainer. Finally making razors to go along with America's favorite shaving cream. Introducing Barbasol's Ultra 6 Plus razor with six ultra-thin blades for a close, comfortable shave. Enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star Game experience. Visit Barbasol.com.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Let Jared's experts help you mix and match to create the perfect gift for mom. And right now, you can get a free Jared exclusive Pandora piece or jewelry case with your Pandora purchase of $125 or more. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See store and jared.com for details.
What's going on, everybody? Molly Karam here, host of ESPN's First Take. Let's be real. You haven't taken your woman on a date in a while. Here's the good news. She'd love to go to the game with you, so do yourself a favor. Download the free Vivid Seats app today and start looking for tickets. Whether it's two tickets to your favorite team or tickets to her favorite band, take it from me. She will appreciate it. Got it? Go download the free Vivid Seats app now, select your tickets, and make your lady's day. Vivid Seats, the official ticket partner of ESPN.
Race to Win is back on KGYM. Listen for your chance to win four tickets to the Indy 500 with a new edition of Race to Win.
This is the race.
Up for grabs. More than $1,000 worth of prizes on this year's game board.
This is it.
Match any two prizes, and you're an instant winner. Keep track of guesses and play along weekday afternoons with the Gym Class or the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Race to Win. Race to Win starts Monday on Sports Radio KGYM. Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
You've called a lot of high school football games on the South Gym before, especially Clear Creek Amana games. I'm sure you're familiar with TJ Bowlers.
I am.
He has officially picked up an offer from the Hawkeyes.
I thought that was just a matter of time before that happened. Very impressive looking freshman last year.
For those of you who may not remember, his father was a Hawkeye football player for Hayden Fry back in the day. Trevor Bowlers, I believe, from Canada. TJ is a member of the class of 2021, big-time defensive end prospect.
Be a sophomore next year for those not great at math, 2021.
I'm still marveling at the horse names that are coming in.
They're
on
still
the text
flying
line.
In?
Jack Dom, if you had a horse and were running it in the Kentucky Derby, what local name would that horse have?
Oh, boy, that's a good question.
It's got to be something Mustangs related, right? Otherwise, you're going to get in trouble with the boss.
It probably does now. It's probably changed here over the last few years. It's a good Mustang Sally, I guess. I don't know.
Jack
I
Dom.
I really don't know.
Domination.
Domination. Yeah, domination. There you go. Why not?
See,
Jack joining us, Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom with us for his weekly segment, Touching All the Bases. And before we get into Major League Baseball, I'll let you say a few words about this year's version of the Mustangs. I know things didn't go the way that you wanted them to in Springfield this week at the Heart of America tournament, but 25-25-1, the season comes to an end for the Mustangs.
Yeah, you know what? It was a solid year, just an average year for us. Probably where a lot of people would have predicted our year to be, but we were so close to being a really good team. We showed signs, probably lacked a little bit of depth in our pitching staff, and then offense, we didn't swing it quite as consistently as we needed to. And guys were a little nervous in that conference tournament. And, you know, we had a big lead, and unfortunately, we weren't able to hold it. And, but we're really excited about next year. I think we got a chance to have a special team. Next year, we've got some good recruits signed up already. Chili Mosley from Kirkwood, who was very heavily recruited by a lot of programs, even some Division I programs. And Nate Barnes just committed from Kirkwood, big 6'5 left-hander. And we got some more work to do, and we're on some really good players. And it could be a special year next year for us, and I'm excited about that.
Now, Jack, getting into Major League Baseball, there's been a lot of talk about Yu Darvish, and I know we'll get into all the theories, but what have you seen so far from the Cubs' offseason acquisition?
You know, I just see a tentative pitcher. You know, when you watch Yu Darvish previously, he was a guy that just attacked the strike zone with, you know, 5, 6, 7 different pitches, and he just doesn't look like he's committed to his pitches right now. And I think, he signed that big contract, you're in a new ball with a new team. There's all those excuses, but you know what? I think his struggles last year in the World Series, probably there's a little bit of, you know, second guessing on his part. He just doesn't look like he's committed to his pitches, and the ball's up, and he's very hittable right now. And, you know, he's got to make some adjustments. He had a good outing the previous outing, but, you know, he's leaving the ball up. He just doesn't quite have the finish on his pitches. And I think a lot of that is in between the ears and being committed to what you're throwing. And, you know, so hopefully he gets that cleaned up. It's early in the year still. The tough part is you're playing on a team that everybody in the country is paying attention to. You're supposed to win the World Series. So he's starting to feel the pressure a little bit right now after the struggles. So he needs to put together 2 or 3 quality starts, and then I think you'll see him start to settle in a little bit.
There was an article, I think Baseball Prospectus pointed out the other day that Darvish's release point is 2 or 3 inches lower this year than where it has been in the past. How does something like that, I mean, that just doesn't happen overnight. That's a conscious change, right? Either he made that decision or somebody working with him has made that decision, right?
Well, or he doesn't realize he's doing it. Sometimes you do stuff. What happens is when you're not committed, and it's kind of funny that I had not seen that article, but to me it looks like he's pushing the ball more. And when you push the ball, your fingers get underneath the ball instead of dominating the top half of the baseball. And what happens is your ball flattens out. You don't have the good downward tilt, and it's easier to hit. So I hadn't seen that, but a lot of times it's as simple as your fingers, you know, you're not committed and you're not accelerating. Sometimes you have a little bit of an arm injury when that happens too, by the way. If your arm is bothering you, what happens is you get underneath the ball. The other thing is sometimes you collapse on the backside a little bit. And, you know, Tom Seaver used to be a drop and drive guy, but most guys now are stay tall and deliver the ball, try to get that good downward angle. So I don't think it's anything that he consciously did. I just think, again, he's just not committed to his pitches, and he's pushing the ball a little bit. And when you do that, I mean, if you just put your hand up in the air right now and you have your fingers on top of a baseball, and then you just get them on the backside of the ball, you get underneath the ball, and that's that inch to 2-inch drop on your release point. And he needs to get on top of the ball. What happens when you get underneath the ball, too, you get movement, but it's all one plane. He needs to stay on top of it and drive that ball down to the bottom of the strike zone.
And it's interesting because a couple years ago, the same thing happened too. There was a lot of talk about Michael Wacha dropping his release point. How much advantage does that take away from a big power pitcher like Darvish or like Wacha?
Without doubt, because it's, you know, you hear launch angle, right? And the big thing is you want to get the bat on plane of the ball. Well, the higher you deliver the baseball from, the more downward plane, the tougher it is to get the bat on plane for the proper launch angle to square the ball up. So the lower the arm slot, that's why you always – that's why there's so many 6'5", 6'6 pitchers, because they throw the ball downhill, and that's a lot tougher to hit that. So it definitely makes a big difference, makes it much easier. The ball gets flatter. It doesn't change planes. You always talk about, you know, changing the eye level of the hitters. And when your ball is flat and underneath it, it just doesn't change the eye level of the hitters near as much.
Jack Dom joining us for his weekly segment, Touching All the Bases, during baseball season. The Cubs and the Cardinals meeting tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Both of these teams looking up in the standings at the Brewers right now, and both teams have guys in the lineup that still need to get their bats going. The calendar has changed to May here. How important is it for some of these guys, Anthony Rizzo for the Cubs, Matt Carpenter for the Cardinals, to be able to hit that mental reset and sort of view May as sort of opening day 2.0?
I tell you what's very important. You know, you try to talk about just staying in the present moment, trusting the process, you know, all the things that you hear from coaches. Once it turns to May 1st and you're hitting in that 140 range like Carpenter and Rizzo, you start to press, and you start chasing pitches that you usually don't. One of the things that Rizzo's so good at is taking pitches, working counts, getting hit by pitches, shortening up his swing. And he's running some tough luck here. You know, I've seen him take some good swings where he hasn't had anything to show for it. So, you know, Rizzo's a guy, he's a tough guy. He's been through a lot. He survived cancer. He's, you know, I think this is something, you know, he'll keep things in perspective more than most people. So I think he'll get out of it at some point. The good thing about him is he can still win games with his defense. He's such a good defensive player. And also he's a very unselfish hitter, where he will still execute from an offensive standpoint with a guy at third. He shortened up. I watched the game the other night, guy at third base, I think it was Bryant, and he just shortened up, got off the end of the bat, went to his two-strike approach right away. He knows he's not seeing the ball very good, so he was going to make sure he hit a ground ball to score Chris Bryant. And so his unselfish approach will pay off, and it'll get him going. You know, Carpenter, I think there's a lot of pressure on him to really swing it, especially since he's not the best defensive player. You know, he's really in the lineup for his offense. So he needs to get himself going. If the Cardinals are really going to make a run at this thing, he's a big, big part of it. You know, I think the biggest thing for the Cardinals is their defense that, you know, needs to get shored up. They're not that great of a defensive ball club. But you need those guys swinging the bat, and as it warms up, hopefully all those guys get hot.
You mentioned the infield defense, and I'll ask you this question because I know a lot of people think that you just throw a guy over there at first base, he's going to be fine. But Jose Martinez with the Cardinals has been a well below average defender. What are the things that you kind of risk when you just throw somebody over there at first base like Martinez that's never really played there before?
I tell you what, first base can, if you have a good first baseman, it can save you numerous, numerous errors, throwing errors. First of all, just when guys throw the ball down the dirt or throw it high, having the proper footwork, you know, it can make all the difference in the world. And if all of a sudden you have a bad first baseman, all of a sudden, we talked about Hugh Darvish, you know, getting underneath the ball. What happens sometimes if you don't have confidence in that first baseman, sometimes you don't unload the ball and you kind of feel for it, and it creates some throwing issues for the infielders. But not only that, but the decision making of when to go for a ball, the range that you have, you know, it makes a huge difference. I don't want to compare Major League Baseball to us, but, you know, we had a first baseman this year. He only made two errors the entire year. And one error is because he thought the ball was foul. And, you know, it made our interior defense so much better because our guys knew, hey, let's just get it over there. He's going to pick it out of the dirt. He's going to find a way to make the play. And also, you know, certain plays, throwing the ball to second base, feeding the pitcher when he's covering first base. Those are the things, if you don't have a good feel as a first baseman, it can cause a lot of problems. And, you know, that's what's so good about Rizzo. He can win games with his defense.
Jack Dom with us talking baseball on a Friday. KGYM, all three frequencies with you till 7 o'clock. Albert Pujols is on the precipice of collecting 3,000 hits. He's at 2,999 right now. What's the first thing that you think of when I say the name Albert Pujols?
Home runs against the Cubs. You know what? I think about him at, I can't remember the junior college. He was at down in Kansas City. I went down there, Maplewoods, and went down there, and it looked like there was a big leaguer playing at the junior college level at Maplewoods down in the Kansas City area. And then he was in the big leagues just a year later. And I just think about when he came up, he hit the ball off his bat sounded different. You want to talk about launch angle. He launched balls. He was a line drive home run hitter, and he just did not swing and miss. And, I think of him as a professional hitter, a guy that, utmost respect, came up. They put him at third base, left field, and then he became a plus first baseman also. You know, that was the thing, is they had some good teams when he was there, but his defense at first base was huge for the Cardinals, because you're talking about turning a third baseman into a first baseman, and then the ultimate pro also. I just think the way he handled himself, teammate, just the ultimate pro. And, even to this day where he's been banged up a little bit, he still just goes about his business the right way.
I'll tell you what I think of the first name that comes to mind when I hear Albert Pujols is Brad Lidge. I remember where I was. I remember what bar stool I was sitting on when Albert Pujols hit that home run against Brad Lidge.
Well, I felt bad because Brad Lidge played. Brad Lidge is a Cherry Creek guy from Colorado, and he went and played at Notre Dame and played for my good friend Paul Maneri and Brian O'Connor. And I still remember that. I know exactly where I was at when that ball was absolutely rocketed, and it changed Brad Lidge's career a little bit.
Another veteran name to get your thoughts on, Ichiro Suzuki. Now, not officially retiring, but he is transitioning into a role as an advisor, so he's trying to leave the door open for a comeback. The performance just wasn't there this year. But the only player in Major League Baseball history, as we told everybody yesterday, 10 straight years with 200-plus hits. Can you even measure the greatness that is Ichiro Suzuki?
No, and I just talked about being the ultimate professional when you talk about Pujols. But Ichiro Suzuki, when he came over, the way he handled everything, I mean, he was you look at him, everyone talks about his hitting. 200 hits a year. But how about his defense? How about the way he threw the baseball? How about how he ran the bases? He was an ultimate all-around player. He could do everything. If he wanted to hit home runs, people always talk about, he didn't hit a lot of home runs as a major leaguer. But if he wanted to hit home runs, he'd stand in there with some of the big guys in BP and just knock balls out of the park. They said if he wanted to, he could be a guy that would hit 40 home runs a year. But that wasn't the player he felt like he needed to be. He wanted to get on base, steal bases, and create things. And he was fun to watch. Unfortunately, we did not get to see him that much because he was in Seattle and he was always playing late night games, and Seattle wasn't on TV a lot. So I think us in the Midwest, we got cheated a little bit that we really didn't see how special of a player Ichiro Suzuki was. And also the consummate professional, just went about his business, worked his tail off, showed up every day at the same time, got his work done. And, what a special, special guy. And for him to play, how many years did he play before he came over to the major leagues? His overall career is as good as anybody in the history of baseball.
Now, Jack, transitioning over to the college game, the Iowa Hawkeyes have a huge series against Oklahoma State. As someone who's been a college coach for a long time, you know how very important the RPI can be, and their projections now that have Iowa kind of on the outside looking in, but on the bubble to get into a regional. How big is this series against Oklahoma State this weekend?
Oh, it's huge. Because if you look after this, they're playing Penn State, they're playing another team.
Northwestern.
All the RPIs are in the 230, 240. So their RPI, even if they win, can go backwards with the teams that they're playing. So if they could win two out of three against Oklahoma State, that would be huge for them. And you know what? Rick's done a great job with the program where Iowa has really come up big in big games. And you look at what they did last week against Michigan. But I can tell you this much, Oklahoma State's going to be a better all-around team than what they faced last week against Michigan. They don't do anything great. You know, you used to think of Oklahoma State, and they used to be a powerhouse offense. But, you know, they've only got one guy hitting 300. Their pitching staff is good, not great. But they're just playing really good baseball right now. I think they've won 8 out of 9. You know, Coach Holiday's doing a tremendous job with them and really turned them into a more well-rounded team compared to when Gary Ward was there, and it was more of an offensive juggernaut that they had. So it'll be some great baseball. I can just tell people, go out there and support the Hawkeyes. They've been doing some magical things, and I expect them to win another. They're going to have another walk-off win this weekend at some point. The other big thing is, you know, Cole McDonald, their third starter, is out. So who's going to start that third game? You know, I think they've got some really quality arms. I haven't had a chance to watch them that much, but I've talked to some pro scouts that say they've got some really, really good arms. Now it's time for a couple of those young guys to step up and be able to do a better job. And, you know, I think you saw against Missouri, some of the bullpen wasn't quite performing like they're capable of. They're talented enough, but now they got to go out and perform. If I was going to make a run at this thing and not have to win, it would be a lot better off if they didn't have to win the tournament, you know, when they go in the tournament. And they're really close to being one of those teams that can get an at-large bid, but it's a must for them to win the series.
Jack, we appreciate it, and we will touch base next Friday. Thanks for the time, as always.
Sounds good, guys. Appreciate it.
It's touching all the bases, our weekly chat with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom, and we'll keep the baseball talk going, especially as it relates to Albert Pujols. He's going to come up on Love It or Leave It. We're just a few minutes away, 5:54. We'll step aside. It's going to lead off hour number three when we return after this.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at ToyotaIowaCity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brottelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Wow. You, sir, are a mouthful.
Arrested Development, by the way, being recut. The fourth season, Netflix announced. It was not extremely popular with fans of the program, and so the creator has sat down and re-edited the fourth season. I guess you could say it's a new start. You'll get that reference if you're a fan of the show. What we've got right now is Kyle in the studio with us. Must be time for another big board.
The Iowa baseball team begins the most important series of its season today at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. They've got Oklahoma State, owner of the 25th-ranked RPI and ranked as high as number 12, depending what poll you look at. Iowa's currently projected as the first team outside of the NCAA tournament, so a series victory would go a long way in helping the Hawkeyes get on the other side of the bubble. Nick Allgaier will be on the mound beginning at 6:05. Another former Hawkeye football player earned himself a minicamp tryout as linebacker Bo Bauer will get a chance with the Minnesota Vikings. Bauer was a 2-year starter for the Hawkeyes and ran a 4.57 40-yard dash at Iowa's Pro Day. The Colonels finished off a sweep of the South Bend Cubs last night with a 6-5 victory. The Colonels outscored the Cubs 21-5 in the series after shutouts in games 1 and 2. The finale was a bit closer, but Alex Kirilloff led the way, going 2-for-4 with a home run and 3 RBI in the victory. They've got another 3-game series with West Michigan beginning tonight here in Cedar Rapids. The Twins' 7th-ranked prospect, Brusdar Graterol, will get the start beginning at 6:35. Tonight after the show, we'll have the Twins in Chicago taking on the White Sox beginning at 7:10 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as well as Game 3 between the Warriors and Pelicans on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the Historic Main Gym. And then we'll also be carrying the Cubs and Cardinals both on Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Kentucky Derby, and you'll be able to hear those on all three KGYM frequencies.
The horse names are still coming in. Scholarship Kicker. Thank you very much, Joe, on Twitter. At Todd Brommelkamp, and Hey There Buddy Boy from our pal Michael. As I pointed out, he spelled Hey, H-E-Y. He could have gone H-A-Y for a true horse racing name. That's going to do it. Hour number two, we will kick off hour number three in a very special way. Stick around for more after this. Mom.